Initiative 502 lays steep taxes on legal marijuana and earmarks half the money for the state's basic health plan. That's a subsidized program to cover low-income people who aren't eligible for Medicaid. But now the Affordable Care Act has made it obsolete, and the basic health plan is set to go away at the end of this year. So the tax money defaults to the general fund, unless lawmakers decide to put it somewhere else.
Every single person in the legislature wants to spend this money, except for me.
Representative Ross Hunter chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He says, for starters, no one knows how much money we're talking about here. And Obamacare provides coverage for people who would have been on the basic health plan, which had a long waiting list.
We are completely funding health care for the slice of the population that was eligible for the basic health plan. So we'll make some reasonable decision about how to spend that money that complies with the law. I don't know what it's going to be.
Some are calling for dedicating the money for mental health services, including Hunter's former House colleague, Mary Lou Dickerson. She helped sponsor I-502. Hunter says there are many worthy needs, from foster care to education. Asked whether it was important to honor voters' intent, Hunter said voters intended to legalize pot and probably didn't even understand all the pages of fine print. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.